Up, Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. They'll get you feeling good. Chum 104.5.
Sagittarius is, if you're listening, and I know many of them are not even listening. Many of them are working with us. We are a very Sagittarius-heavy staff here at Chum 104.5. It's kind of interesting. Like, everybody... Caitlin, you're a Sagittarius.
Yeah, I am. Ashley is. Meredith is. Richie is. Shannon, our former announcer, was.
Wow.
And same with Taylor Kay.
Wow. That's a lot. That's more than I thought.
Yeah. And it's interesting to hear that we have so many Sagittarius, as many of the people you named are in relationships. But according to what we're reading, the Sagittarius is the least likely to marry.
Okay.
The zodiac sign that's the least likely to marry, Sagittarius.
So Caitlin's married. Ashley's married. Meredith's going to get married. Who are the other names?
You said Richie.
Richie's living with somebody, not married, but still feels like he's married. He's been with her forever and lovely.
Yeah, he is at least common law. Taylor Kay is married.
It's so funny.
Shannon is in a relationship as well. She's not married, but yeah.
Well, what about a Sagittarius makes them least likely to marry? It says that they are known for being fun, flirty, and loving their freedom. There's a little dose of that I know about you, Caitlin. Like, you know, in your single life, there was a time where you were just like, relationship? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe, maybe not.
I was a terrible, terrible partner until I got together with my now husband.
Yeah.
So I would say this is true. Sagittarius, we're not inclined. I would like to add that maybe we're not inclined to marry the wrong person.
Okay. Oh, like Cancerians are.
Marilyn.
Then you land the right thing, you know, when you're 58.
Coming in second, least likely to marry of all the signs, Aquarius. And then the third is Gemini, because I guess there's just too many people to deal with.
Yeah.
So
Gemini, you know, Gemini's always that, you know, fallback. Oh, yeah, because there's too many people to deal with. But it's true. Like, I have a couple of friends that live with Geminis. They go, well, there's something to it. So do you guys think there's something to horoscopes and this kind of a thing and fun freedom and flirtatiousness? Is there a strain of truth?
I think there's a little grain of truth to some of the stuff. I mean, when I look at my own sign, I'm a Leo, and they say that we tend to be pretty outgoing, very loyal, but some other stuff. All the things that they say about Leos, at some point I could say, yeah, I can identify with that. So I don't know. As far as that goes, for me, it holds true.
I mean, you're supposed to always, apparently, like the real intense astrology people will say, you're supposed to know your sun sign, which is the sign that everybody would know about themselves, but then also your rising and your moon sign. And those three signs put together are supposed to give you a more complete picture of your personality. Yeah. I mean, you have to take everything with a grain of salt. They're mostly for entertainment purposes, but I do find like some of the stuff is kind of true.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you meet somebody, you go, you must be a Gemini. Mm-hmm. Or you must be, you know, sometimes those things. I'll tell you, Leos.
Mm-hmm.
I know a Leo from afar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My dad was a Leo.
Oh, yeah. I've dealt with
like all the guys that I've done morning shows with are Leos.
Leos. Well, there might be something there. There might be a little...
I don't say it's a good thing. I don't say it's a bad thing. It's a leadership thing,
I'm down for whatever it is.
Right. You know,
whatever it is.
But it's there. And then we talk about, too, people that are not very good with lockdown. You know who's good with lockdown?
Who's that?
Cancerians.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah?
We're good with it. We don't want it.
Just tuck into the shell and just ride it out.
Come back out. Yeah, yeah. So there's something about that.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, and I think about the partners that we pick and what the signs they are, and do they get along with you? Like Veronica, what sign is she?
Virgo.
And what do you know about Virgo?
Virgos are at times weirdos, but also really mild-mannered.
Yeah.
Dedicated people, also thoughtful. Yeah.
There you go. That's her.
I don't know. So, you know.
It's a good balance.
It's a good balance.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so I think there's a little bit of truth with all these signs. That's interesting. You flirty, flirtatious, freedom-seeking Sagittarians.
Sorry to all my exes.
I can't believe that.
Chum 104.5. Horoscopes. Leo.
Leos, a romance could go through an awkward phase. You may have doubts about someone you were thrilled with recently, but it's possible your ideas about them are a little distorted. Over the weekend, you can find a truer picture of that relationship. You have a six today, Leo.
Libra.
Well, you could be too willing for your own good to pour yourself into something that is actually a lost cause. Now, before you sacrifice time and energy, think really carefully about what motivates you to do it, and then you'll get out of it. Don't bother with it if it's not worth it. Remember, don't make a decision on something that's big on a Friday, because everything looks good on a Friday. Libra, your day is a 7.
Whatever you do or say will have an effect on others. Your presence could be inspirational to some who see you as an avid adventurer. Who knows? No fear. Yet there might be something you are afraid of that you're not admitting to, Sagittarius. Get a handle on that. You got an 8 today. Those are the Tuesday morning horoscopes. The rest of your signs are posted right now at chum1045.com on the Marilyn Dennis and Jamar web page.
Back to the morning show.
Good morning.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
The only way to wake up.
On Chum 104.5.
Can we talk about the painful price of beauty, specifically for women's clothing and fashion? According to a study that I'm reading, women are 12 times more likely than men to suffer for fashion. Suffer. That's the word that's used in this.
Suffer.
In this study. Suffer, yeah. And as a matter of fact, women actually are perceived more attractive if their clothing is uncomfortable, which is so strange to me. Like, the more you're squirming, the more you're like writhing in a little bit of pain, the more good looking you seem to be, or the more you seem to be doing something that is making you look a little more fashionable.
Because and I wonder, like, you know, I know some of these dresses are tight or the shoes are tight, and so you're suffering in pain, and maybe the wince on your face is saying, now there is a very powerful person. She's attractive. You know, I don't know.
That's just so strange to me.
It's so strange to me, too. It's, you know,
but it's common because, yeah. I mean, naming like the top three painful clothing items you've worn recently.
Oh, not recently, because I'm in my later years of my life, and I'm going, forget that. I'm not doing that. But people were throwing away their bras over the lockdown, remember?
The bra?
The bra. If you wear an uncomfortable bra, it is like gonzo. And the thing is, it's so uncomfortable. It you know, that tells you it doesn't fit anymore, but it tells you maybe it's too old. But I suffered in the 70s and 80s with high heel shoes that did not fit me properly. And that was painful.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But I did it for fashion, Jamar, because the shoes were the right price. I liked the way they looked. And I thought, oh, it's only 8 hours. I can deal with that.
Wow. I mean, a man does not have to deal with that.
I was going
to
ask.
Nothing.
Have you ever worn anything that's uncomfortable?
I have a shoe, like a designer shoe, that it costs a lot of money, and it doesn't fit very well. It's not comfortable. It's really stiff. So, like, when you walk in it, you know, it pinches you in, like, certain parts.
Yeah.
I just don't wear it anymore.
Yeah. Like you're just giving up.
Yeah. Right? I was like, all right, well, that was a waste of money.
Yeah.
But I'm not, you don't find men, you know, agonizing in pain over fashion. It's not part of our routine.
I know, and I'm so jealous of that. Caitlin, you had something that you used to wear that was maybe a little bit painful. Suffering.
Yeah, like waist-defining dresses or shirts, because they look really good. It gives you, obviously, that, like, hourglass look for, you know, going to an event, and it's attractive, but it's also constricting. So you're like at a wedding wearing a really beautiful dress. Everyone's like, I love that dress. You look so great.
Yeah.
But you're like, yeah, I also probably can't really eat too much at this wedding because it's not going to work for the waist-defining nature of your dress.
I put on a pair of Not Your Mother's jeans years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is when the real Lycra spandex thing happened.
The jegging.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I took it off, guys. The outline of the jean was on my body.
Yeah.
And the amount of gas that I had after taking it off was incredible.
So when you took it off, you deflated like a balloon.
Like I was probably shooting in every kind of corner of the room. And I'm telling you, you should not have, like, we got out of the corset situation, right? And then we put ourselves back into the girdle. My mother did anyway.
Yeah.
And then we put ourselves into Spanx that are, you know, now you buy Spanx, you don't buy them the same size as your body. You buy them a couple sizes smaller tomorrow and then wear a couple of them over top each other so you've got that nice look. What are we doing?
Spanx have moved on to Skims now. Thank you, Kim.
Yeah. But people are layering those up to get even more.
It's like sausage casing.
It's sausage casing.
But it looks good.
According to the study, women are also significantly more willing to wear clothing that leaves welts on their skin. There you go.
Yeah.
Makes them lose focus. Like, what are you wearing that makes you lose focus? That's what it says. Makes them lose focus.
I don't know.
You're distracted.
Prevents women from taking a deep breath. I mean, it's only kind of essential to breathe. I don't know.
That's just one of those essential services that we need to exist on this planet. I wonder if things are going to change a lot when we go back to work full time. I wonder if people are going to go, you know, we're kind of tired of the casual stuff that women are, like the sweats. We kind of want to get back into fashion, but for what costs, everyone? Yeah. I don't know.
Be interesting to see.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be funny if a workplace actually not permitted, but required that you wore sweats to work?
Love it.
Like, this is a sweatpants only zone.
Love it.
Everybody in hoodies, sweatpants, and like...
I'm in.
Yeah?
Let's do it.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Channel 104.5.
Here's a story that warms my cold heart. A woman from Texas visits New York City and wants to scream from the top of her lungs about the great news that she is newly betrothed. She just got engaged. Texan Bailey Kentworthy, 24-year-old, screams out of an apartment building window to let the city know about the great news. And they answered. Take a listen.
Ready? I'm engaged, New York! I just love it here.
Beep off! Immediately. Without pause, immediately. Apparently, a cyclist was passing underneath the apartment and didn't really appreciate the
surprise
news.
Announcement.
Or maybe that person was saying congratulations. That's awesome. That's what that translates into New Yorkish.
I want to hear that again if we can do that, because that is pretty funny. That is funny.
Ready? I'm engaged, New York. I just love it here.
that's the real.
That's your home.
That's home. The real. You know, that was depicted in one of the funniest movies of all time, of course, when Eddie Murphy's standing on the fire escape, praising the city and letting everyone know how happy he was.
Good morning, my neighbors. Hey, you. Yes, you too.
There it is.
I love it. That's very funny.
That's beautiful.
Yep.
Music for my ears. Well, she learned her lesson.
She did. Oh, that's so great.
And the video is actually blowing up, man. It's got like hundreds of thousands of likes and reshares. Mm-hmm. So people are having fun with it. She actually had fun with it as well.
Good. That's good.
Yeah.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. And I wake up. The Chum Morning Show.
I got a list of things that people say we don't get enough of. Things that we don't get enough of. It's pretty obvious. Laughter, fresh air, fun, hugs, time with friends, money at number 5. Number 4, we don't get enough exercise. Number 3, we don't get enough sleep. Number 2, we don't get enough vacation days or days off. And the number 1 thing we don't get enough of is sunshine. Sunshine. People want more sunshine in their life.
Yeah. Especially this time of year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
Man,
a drag.
It would be just amazing to be on a beach right now. Just to have a little sun on your skin.
Oh.
It feels so nice.
wake up. Wake up, Toronto. It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up. On Chum.
If you remember about a year or two ago, those meat substitutes really, really hit the shelves hard and then started kind of hitting the fast food chains. But now the trend for 2022 is going to be vegan type food substitutes, not just meat products. But how are you? I know you love potatoes.
I love potatoes.
Would you be interested in a milk substitute drink that involved potatoes?
I think I would.
Potato milk.
Yeah. Now, what's the upside of that? Okay. First of all, they're potatoes.
Okay.
Is there any
lower sugar?
Oh, yeah. That would be great.
Lower saturated fat, even more so than the nut-based milks. So,
does it froth well? I need a good frothing.
Will it froth well? I don't know. I'm trying to think about what that tastes like. Potato milk. Potato milk.
Yeah.
The ones I drink right now, the milk substitutes, I drink the rice milk. Mm-hmm. I like that. I like the oat milk. Mm-hmm. I'm not really big on the almond milk.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much any of the other nut milks. I'm not really too big on those, but I like the rice and the oat one.
Now, I just found out from Caitlin Green that if I get oatmeal, which I would like to get, unflavored, to get it in the refrigerated part, why?
Yeah, I prefer the refrigerated dairy alternatives to the ones that are in boxes and they're shelf stable. I just think they taste better. They seem to taste fresher to me. They're a little creamier. I think sometimes the shelf stable ones separate and have like, I don't know, almost like an additive taste to them in my mind.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and this potato milk apparently has a really, really neutral taste. It's quite creamy because of the starch content in the potatoes. And it's supposed to be up there with oat milk in terms of sustainability because it actually takes way too much water and energy to produce things like almond milk. Okay. So they say that potato milk could be the next thing.
I love it. I'm going to try potato milk. That might be a winner for me.
Here's another veggie food trend that's coming.
Sure.
A lot of the vegan fast foods, KFC's already getting on it. They're trying to do like a chicken-free chicken nugget.
Yeah.
Domino's is doing a vegan pepperoni pizza. Krispy Kreme getting ready to roll out their vegan donuts. So, sooner or later, all of your fast food restaurants will have a vegan option. Even for things that are meat-based, there'll be a vegan option for them.
That's kind of cool, isn't it?
It is kind of cool. I mean, the scientific advances are enabling the food scientists to make things taste a little better. So now there's an option.
So, like, if you're not vegan, I'd like this kind of equation. Expect to hear a lot about the 5+2 diet. You see that, Jamar?
Yeah.
People eat vegan or vegetarian Monday through Friday, and then they can have whatever they want on the weekends. We've talked about that on the Marilyn Dennis Show, that it might be a good thing to try. It's cheaper.
Okay.
Because meat's gone up like 20%.
Yeah.
And it might be something to try and see how you feel after that.
I kind of like that. Rather than doing like a cold turkey, no pun intended. I mean, just getting rid of the meat altogether.
Yeah.
Just kind of stagger it. If it's 5 days, maybe even just 3 days, three and four, whatever it is. I kind of like that. Just slow roll.
Yeah.
Into it.
Yeah. Did you see what Tom Brady has for, what does he eat?
He's on another level.
Well, he is. His skin looks translucent to me.
Yeah, but he's got like a, tailor-made diet, like down to the second of
his
day.
Yeah, he doesn't have a piece of cheese or anything like that.
Nothing.
So he's 44. He is a freak of nature. He will be in the Super Bowl, and there's no doubt about it in my head. I don't doubt that. But he did share his smoothie recipe. Would you like to go through it?
Go right ahead.
Okay, almond milk and hemp milk. Chia seeds and hemp seeds. You know, chia seeds go into your system and they blow you up real good. Chopped walnuts, almond butter, Tom Brady 12 protein powder because he wants to sell more stuff. He's got his protein powder. And frozen blueberries and bananas. And that's his, you know, daily nutrient. It sounds good, doesn't it?
It doesn't sound like it tastes bad.
No.
Yeah.
He's got this very strict diet. You have to read his book about that. This is his daily nutrient pack smoothie.
Yeah.
You know, we'll put that online.
He says that he's 80% vegan. He still eats meat, but that he follows like an 80-20 rule. So 80% of his plate is plant-based and 20% is meat. And he'll go vegan for like, you know, days in a row kind of thing. Yeah. So, yeah.
I would love people to text one of the meat substitutes that they're eating right now that they actually like the taste of them.
Yeah.
I tasted one that I wasn't really too keen on the taste. But if there's any vegan substitute food that you're eating right now that you really enjoy, let us know what it is.
I'm going to tell you, the Harvey's vegetarian burger was good.
I heard about that one. Yeah, good. I heard that the Harvey's brand. I hear it's good. Mm-hmm. I hear it's good.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Come on. In the morning.
My station.
Chum 104.5.
It's Veganuary, by the way, too. Veganuary.
Well, let's do it.
Now. You interested?
Yeah.
Veganuary. A lot of people trying to take the opportunity to go meatless for the month.
Yeah.
And there's certainly more options as we move forward. A lot of the fast food chains are jumping on the trend. They're making some of their products meatless. Even some of the products that are meats, like, say, a chicken nugget. They're saying, all right, now you have a meatless chicken nuggets.
And that was one of those items where I thought, you know, what's in a chicken nugget to begin with anyways, when they say that it's a chicken product? Like, this should be an easy substitute because I don't really think you're losing any sort of perceived food value here by swapping in a vegetarian option.
Right.
What are you trying to say?
The best.
You know, what's in them anyways? Who knows?
Just call it the food nugget now.
Exactly.
You know what, though? I will say, we were talking about this off air, is that sometimes when people take away something, they add this extra flavoring, and that extra flavoring kind of stays with me. It's like, it's fake, and I can taste fake.
Yeah.
And that's something that I don't like.
But apparently they're getting better and better. That taste you're talking about, that little fakeness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're coming down to like real minuscule amounts of a chemical that can give you the meat taste without having to have real meat in there. So they're getting better at it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what are people suggesting to us?
Some people are saying they really like, for the brand, the Beyond Meat burgers.
Good.
People say that those are pretty good. One person says the Impossible Burger.
Yeah.
It's a good something. You've had that before?
I've had that before. Who is that?
Yeah. I'm forgetting which chain carries them because it's different. Like some have the Beyond Meat Burger and some have the Impossible Burger. And I've had both and I honestly have enjoyed both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I like that idea of 5 meals a week, you know, for dinner, it's vegan.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could go for it on the weekend. I like that idea.
So it doesn't completely disappear, right?
Right. And it also, I think, gives you the chance to see how do you feel after eating that?
Yeah.
Because I think, you know, for a lot of people, the reason why they're vegan, it's a huge change.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're how they feel. They're if they're not bloated, whatever. And I'm not saying you're going to lose weight being a vegan because that's not what that's all about. That's not what that's all about. It's about eating more plant-based food. That's it.
Well, I found, even just taking down the red meat a bit, it makes me feel less lethargic after the meal.
Yeah,
right. Because it can be heavy.
And, you know, and this is the time to do it because, I don't know about you, but we like to barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going out there in the cold to barbecue. Right. I'll tell you that right
now.
You're not? So, you know, I'm Canadian, but not that Canadian. So I think this is a perfect time to do it.
So the Impossible Burger is at Burger King and Beyond Meat is at A&W. So that is the difference between those two. And Beyond Meat also has Beyond Meat, like ground meat. Yeah. And I'm telling you, I've added it to a bolognese sauce. I really don't notice the difference.
Okay.
So, there are a few other texts. Someone texted in and said Light Life ground substitute. So, again, like ground meat. I still think it's kind of difficult to replicate the feeling of like a steak or a full chicken breast.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you get into like the ground meat products, you know, whatever you might find inside of a dumpling, that would also be pretty easy to recreate.
Like we'd like to try it. So let us know what some of those products are because I don't know what to look for, honestly. I don't, except for, you know, in the produce department. And the chickpeas in the can and the tomatoes in the can, you know?
Chickpeas, yeah.
Yeah.
Chickpeas are good. Any kind of lentil is a really great kind of like hearty if you're looking for something on a freezing cold day like today.
Yeah, yeah.
You just make a chana masala or like a dal and it's so good.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to see a video of them actually producing this stuff to see how it comes to be, right?
Right. How it's made.
Yeah, how it's made. Or do I not want to watch that?
You know, I would just put ketchup on it and call it a day.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Mornings on Chum.
You ever notice that you're able to remember things that are completely useless, but there are things in your life that you actually need to remember, but you can't remember them for the life of you? For example, I'm sure everyone listening right now could remember the best friend, like high school or childhood best friend's phone number, right? I remember my...
You do. I remember my phone number, but not Lisa's phone number. Yeah.
You don't remember... I remember my childhood phone number. I remember my best friend's phone number, 868-0023. Yeah, easy.
Yeah, it's there.
It's right there.
Yeah.
Same. Yeah, 690-9715.
That's your best friend?
That was Ashley's phone number.
Aw, you guys, these are so cute.
Yeah.
If you were in my age group, you wouldn't remember that.
What's the difference? What do you think?
Too many numbers. Too many numbers in my head.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know what? I remember.
You have some things that you memorize that are like not really even useful to you.
I used to be able to memorize. I still have it. Memorize my lock. I still have it upstairs. I wrote it down, but I can't memorize that anymore. But for the longest time, I thought, where's this number coming from? Now remember, when you're saying these numbers and or addresses or anything, you might be using them. If you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
for security. So here's what's not being used for security for me right now.
Okay.
Moscow, Idaho, 83843.
What's
zip
that?
Code.
Is that the zip code?
Yeah.
And you just know it.
You just know it. Yeah.
Yep. I remember like, my mom still lives in my childhood home, so I remember the zip code.
Yeah, right. And you know, and then remember addresses when you were a little one, because you had to, that was some of the things that you needed to learn. I don't want to say that because some of them are security, but yeah, that's interesting. And I think now why did I retain that? And I can't remember my dear friend's phone number.
This is exactly what I'm saying.
Why
the brain is just so interesting that way. Yeah. I'll give you another one that I remember for no reason at all. Okay. I remember, probably, I don't remember, it wasn't his first car, but the first car I remember my dad having, I remember the license plate number to
Do
it.
Do you?
I don't know why. I just know it. AUL 712.
Oh, and it kind of rhymes, right?
I guess I could just see it.
Right.
And I can't remember to pay like a bill on time. Like sometimes, like I don't know why I remember that, but I don't remember the other things that are more important.
Do you guys remember your childhood teachers' names?
Of course.
Yes.
I honestly think I could go from junior kindergarten all the way to my graduating year
really?
And tell you every single teacher's name that I had.
It's funny to say that because when I meet people who can't remember that stuff, it's weird to me. They're like, oh, yeah, who was my grade 4 teacher? I'm like, how do you not remember?
I could tell you who was sitting front row in our school photo, but I, like like you, Jamar, I'll forget. I'm like, oh, yeah, when's my taxes? Like,
exactly.
That's wild. I can remember my favorites.
Like what?
Mrs. Wicks. She was grade 3.
I
loved her.
Once again, that is not really the most useful piece of information.
Mrs. Woods, grade 4, she wore a bun.
Really?
Not friendly. See? But she said, Pittsburgh is one of the only Pittsburghs with an H on the end. And I've never forgotten that. Like those kind of things?
Pittsburgh is one of the only Bergs with an H on the end.
Yeah, well,
that is very true.
It's true,
not many
right?
Bergs have an H on the end.
Yeah, so I just remember that because we studied Pennsylvania. I don't know why I remember that.
Does anyone remember their SIN number?
No, I have it upstairs, but no. I don't.
I don't.
Because
I don't either. It's very funny.
I can't remember.
Does anybody remember?
I know my social security number.
I remember that. Does anybody know their password to someone else's, like, computer, someone else's password?
No.
You don't know anyone else's passwords?
No.
Okay. I know a password for an ex-girlfriend.
Why do you? Okay.
I don't know why I remember it. I remember at one point we were sharing a computer.
Right.
And we both had the same password. So we were like, okay. No, I think one of our computers broke down. I said, okay, we can share a computer and we just use the same password to unlock it. So now I remembered. But I think what happened was I changed my password to her password. So now I just remember what her password was.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy? And I still remember it.
Well, why don't you tell us what it is?
Oh, no. I don't know if I should do that.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, don't.
No. Yeah. I just wanted to
but,
ask
But text us at 104536. Any useless information that for some reason you still remember? Because none of these things we've named are actually really useful.
Someone texted in and said, I'm going on 51, and when I was 16 years old, I worked at Food City, and I still remember the barcode to a large carton of eggs.
Oh,
this is what I'm talking about.
That's fantastic.
And I got to give a shout-out to all the grocery workers. Marilyn,
yeah.
I don't know the last time you've been to, like, a Loblaws or something like that.
Oh,
you just
last week.
You pick up the produce, and you just hand it to them. Kiwis, tomato. I'm like, how do you remember that?
I know.
How do you know that? Sweet potatoes. And I'll try to pick up something rare or something that, you know, people don't buy a lot just to test them.
Mm-hmm.
Green plantain. Green plantain. I'm like, how'd you know that? Ginger. And they just know all the numbers.
Okay, speaking of numbers and speaking of how long you've been in radio and been a DJ?
2020, yeah.
So you dealt with records?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Anytime I needed a short record, it was Ramblin' Gamblin' Man by Bob Seger. It was 2 minutes and 21 seconds.
She knows
just
the short
to get
song.
To the bottom of the hour. I thought, okay, I'll put that
mean.
One in.
Yeah,
right?
you've remembered all the songs that have a short intro time or a long intro time.
The duration of the song is 2 minutes and 21 seconds, which, by the way, is terrible because the song is so good. But anyway, it always came in handy. Thank you, Bob.
Very funny.
Yeah.
And that is just the weirdness and the randomness of the human brain.
I know. It's just weird. Like, you know, how many versions of songs do you play? Let's go back to that. There's different versions of, like, I don't know, one of your favorite songs.
Yeah, like,
as a DJ, you
like,
know?
Say, Get Lucky, Daft Punk with
how long is
Pharrell.
It? What's the longest version?
Like four minutes and 15 seconds.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know that in your head.
I just know that.
Yeah.
Is that crazy?
It's only useful to us. We're happy that you share it with us, but nobody else knows about that, right? That's cool.
I remember the password to get Infinity Extra Lives on Nintendo's Contra.
Okay. I was just going to say, though, that those answers are starting to come in on text now.
Which one?
Are they? Okay, tell me.
The password to punch Mike Tyson in the face.
I need that password. I need that password for Mike Tyson's punch out. I need that.
Yeah,
I need that password. Because that was a very, very... Because Mike Tyson would knock you out in that video game in like 5 seconds, flat. You couldn't do it without the code.
Up, wow.
Up, the code for Contra is up, up, down, down, left, right, B-A, start. Infinity Lives. Right? Anyone who played Nintendo knows that.
Why
do I remember that?
Wow.
Do it. Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Let me know.
Parents and educators in Ontario are talking about the return to in-person learning because it was announced that all Ontario school children will return to in-classroom learning on schedule next Monday, January 17th. Now, this news kind of broke via several media outlets who said that they had this information confirmed from a senior source within the government, and apparently public health officials have also signed off on the decision. And so it's a pretty mixed response, I would say, online, because parents are, of course, struggling with having kids at home. Lots of teachers are struggling with managing virtual learning. So it's not that they don't want to go back. They desperately want a return to in-person learning. They just want to feel safe about that. They want to feel safe about the return to school. So that seems to be the big question on everyone's mind. What, if anything, will have changed from the time that kids went off before Christmas in January, or before Christmas in December to January 17th? You know, will more N95s be available? Mm-hmm. Will HEPA filters be in class? What could this look like? What will any differences be? So yeah, parents and education workers really curious. We'll have to wait and see on the 17th and wait to see if that date actually maintains, because it kind of feels like everything's ever changing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Allow me to make everyone feel better for a change about something that's trending. The detection of Deltacron. Have you guys seen this? Deltacron.
Yes, I heard about it yesterday.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So scientists are saying that this was detected in Cyprus. It's likely due to a processing error caused by lab contamination. So virologists are dismissing these reports out of Cyprus about this new variant. They said, look, at this detection is just, we think it's because of lab contamination. The lab in Cyprus is reporting 25 cases of what some people started calling Deltacron. They said it's this combination of Omicron and Delta. And they said, you know, the data just doesn't support this theory that these variants have combined. And so let's please stop using these combo portmanteaus, Deltacron, Flurona, and that these words imply a combination of viruses and variants that just aren't happening yet.
Okay.
We just, this is, so for once, I can be like, you can stop worrying about this for right now.
Right.
The people who actually know what they're talking about are kind of saying, don't worry about it.
They're just Instagram posts, essentially.
And also, it's just a catchy name, and everyone's really freaked out right now. And when you're already in like an elevated fear mode, it's easy to be like, oh my God, did you see this? So if you read
That's exactly
it,
what somebody said to me yesterday. Did you hear about Deltacron? I went, no.
I know, see? And of course, you're like, well,
yeah.
Everything seems like hot garbage, so this might as well be true.
Okay.
So at least these doctors are coming out and saying, no, it's lab contamination.
Mm.
Try to take a breather.
That's good.
So have you guys seen what's going on with Jeopardy right now?
Yeah.
So last Friday, Amy Schneider became the first woman in the show's history and only the fourth person ever to surpass $1 million in winnings. So I think she's won 29 straight games, something like that. Maybe it's a little bit more now. Anyways, she was speaking to the New York Times about this record streak, and she said that the key is you have to live a life where you're learning stuff all the time. You know, probably good advice in general, but that's what she credits with her winnings. But there is some controversy that has been bubbling up about
controversy?
Yeah, about the number of these like super streaks that have been happening in Jeopardy. And I guess they say people who are obsessed with Jeopardy are claiming that this tends to happen seasonally, like around January. So I don't know. I haven't tapped
into that. They're too easy. The questions are too easy?
Yeah, like that there's some sort of reason why this is happening now. I don't know. Like that there's more of these super streaks and these massive wins happening than there normally would be. Yeah. I'm not invested enough in the world of Jeopardy to have followed these conspiracy theories fairly closely, but it does seem to have people talking. Either way,
yeah,
it's a lot of money that she's won.
That's good. Good for her, and she's really smart. And on lockdown, we can read more. Like you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like we can study more. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. Anyway,
like those she's not watching reality television.
She's
clearly
not watching Below Deck.
No.
Hey, you can watch Below Deck and still learn about things.
I don't know.
I want to find out what Amy Schneider's watching. Maybe she is watching Below
She's
Deck.
She's not watching Tiger King.
That's
all right. Maybe not that.
Yeah. She's not watching the Hallmark Channel, okay? Right. No, okay. All right. Well, interesting. Jeopardy being easier questions. Boy, I can't. I always fail that. Epic fail. Then I turn the channel.
The best is, do you guys play along in like sort of yellowed answers?
100%.
So when I play along in yellowed answers, like sometimes I'll get them right, but sometimes I get them so wrong that it's hysterical. Like just sitting and watching it. And
do you
like,
know
William Shakespeare? I'm not even close.
Okay, but you know what my friend did? He would watch it later on. He'd sit on the couch with his wife and he would get all the questions right because he did time shifting. So he'd watch it before she watched it.
Come
then
on.
He would sit down with her and he'd go, she goes, how do you know
that's
all these
messed
questions?
Up.
That is just a teaser. Loved it. I thought that was such a great
honey,
show.
You're a genius.
You're a genius. I married a genius.
I don't know where I got it from. I just know the stuff. I don't.
Just know.
Right?
Yeah.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
When you wake up.
Mornings on Chum 104.5.
Were you mentioning that Bel Air TV show is coming soon?
Yeah, there was, I think that's going to be the show that's going to be launched right after Super Bowl. February 13th.
That's a good spot, right? Right after the Super Bowl?
That is key spot, historically speaking. If you want something to be launched and launched big, that's the one.
Yeah, Bel Air. This is the reboot of The Fresh Prince of Bel Air, but it's a more dramatic take on that story, which once starred Will Smith. It's going to be featuring a gentleman, Jabari Banks, as Will Smith. This is his first ever acting role. What's crazy about this whole thing is it started off as like a fan put together a thing on
campaign.
YouTube. Yeah, they just put together a like kind of a concept.
Oh,
and they
wow.
said Fresh Prince of Bel-Air done in like a serious tone.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, the TV show we all know and love is more of a comedy. This one is more of a drama. So it's like Will Smith escaping Philadelphia, the crime and violence of his home in Philly, to go to Bel-Air to live with his aunt and uncle. And it's less comedic, more drama.
Wow. I saw a little bit of the trailer. It looks beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to, I know the storyline is going to be a little bit more serious, but the fashion is in the decor is like, whoa.
Oh, yeah. It's all that 90s throwback stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. But it's current now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very
beautiful.
Very good stuff. Very good stuff. Looking forward to it.
Good morning, everyone.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
People are quite enjoying the new Weeknd album, Dawn FM. I got to tell you, if you haven't listened to it yet, it is it's exceptional. Very, very full of vibes. It has like an 80s synthy kind of R&B vibe to it. A lot of familiar sounding songs there because the instrumentation is very familiar. He's got Quincy Jones on one of the songs.
Wow.
Yeah, so you're going to get a lot of that sound that you really, really like. If you are, you know, fan of those old Patrice Rushen songs, Forget Me Nots, things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gives you a lot of that feeling for sure.
Is he in love, do you think?
100%. Well, you know, the beautiful thing about artistry and the artists that do it right, they usually pull from real life experiences. So when you hear those songs, it's like, you know, the Adeles and what have you, these people are singing about real things, real heartbreak that's happening in their life.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people are begging the question, is The Weeknd referencing someone real in these songs? Quite possibly Angelina Jolie. Yep. So let's listen to a couple cuts from Dawn FM and some of the lyrics that he's saying. Listen to this first one.
I only met you in my dreams before. When I was young and alone in the world, you were there when I needed someone to call my girl. And now you're my reality, and I wanna feel you close, but you're defeated.
I only met you in my dreams before when I was young and alone in the world. I'm assuming he was a big fan of the Tomb Raider franchise. And then, you know, he was dreaming of Angelina Jolie and boom.
There she is.
It's you from the video games and the movies. It's you.
did he say something to her about being hurt or something like that?
Yeah. I mean, listen, what woman isn't hurt and, you know, going through something? But, you know, we all know her history. The whole Brad debacle, right?
Right.
There could be some similarities here. Or maybe we're just speculating, right?
Right.
Let's listen to another song. Okay, take a listen to this one.
You weren't touched by a man in so long. Cause the last stomach was way too strong.
So yep. what was said there?
You weren't touched by a man in so long. Cause the last time it was way too strong. Is Brad very strong? I'm not sure. But, I mean, if we're looking at her timeline, she has been, you know, estranged and single for a while.
For a long time.
For a while, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Not convinced yet?
I'm okay. Give me another one.
Okay. Take a listen to this one. My new girl, she a movie star.
Okay, that's more specific.
That is right. That's a bullseye, right, guys?
You've ruled out quite a few people who aren't movie stars now, so.
My new girl is a movie star. She's not an Instagram star.
Right.
She's not a TikTok star.
No,
she's a movie star.
Yeah.
All right.
So what do we think, people? You can text 104536 if you agree, but I think he's talking about Angelina here.
Well, okay, so because we were gonna go. I thought they got together for that dinner that we talked about this summer, because we were talking about her charitable work and things like that. Okay, I believe that.
Yeah, that was the rumor.
That was the rumor, and you know, I believe that because I don't dig any deeper than that. But anyway, there is a 15-year age difference.
Yeah.
There is that, you know, it's that old Angelina Jolie in the poster in my bedroom.
Sure.
And the reality is there she is right now.
Uh-huh.
I look at them together and go, that's a possibility. I don't know how his mother feels about that.
I mean,
you got how many kids? You know how many kids you're going to have to support when you get together?
At his price point, that's not even a conversation.
Mrs. Weekend.
I hear what you're saying. I think that's common.
Can you imagine your mother? Okay,
yeah.
Forget the fabulous relationship you're in.
Sure.
And you say to your mom, I'm bringing somebody home. Because I know your mom.
Yeah.
Sweet mother.
Yeah.
And she says, oh, honey, that's great. And then you go, it's Angelina Jolie.
With her, how many children?
She has six kids.
And the first thing out of her mouth would be?
My house isn't big enough for all these kids.
I always take for the mother's point of view. Anyway, interesting. Sure. I don't care about the age difference. Age difference to me is not a big deal anymore. Like, it's what it is. But I just think about what comes with you.
I hear you. I hear you.
I don't know. This checks out to me. I could see them wearing each other's blood. You know what I mean? He's a dark guy.
Full circle
dark.
Moment. Come on.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. They are that type.
Yeah.
They are that type. But once again, they're both, you know, brooding and like, you know, kind of gothy and stuff. So I think it fits, you know, and once again, you got to come from real situations to write these songs. They have to come from something real. So I think this is the realest scenario. That's why I could never be a songwriter. I mean, I'd be writing about things like parking tickets. Why does Toronto keep parking, you know, writing tickets on my car? That's not a good song.
You
right?
really think that everybody that writes a song is from a real experience. That is very funny.
I forgot to pay my taxes. Another audit. Those are good songs. Those are not good songs. Okay.
You're taking it from that point of view. I'm talking about your mother receiving her at the house.
I don't know.
Different ways. Anyway, if they are dating, it's kind of showing up, especially in that third example of that movie star. Mm. That's when you sold me on it.
Well, we'll see when it all comes to fruition. At some point, if it's real, it has to become public, right?
Yeah, eventually.
So we will see.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green?
Let me know.
The Mendez army here in Toronto is excited because Shawn Mendez was spotted here downtown filming what seems to be a brand new music video for his recently released single, It'll Be Okay. This is kind of the song that's supposed to be about his breakup with Camila Cabello.
Ah.
And so he was seen wandering around Berksey Park, which is sort of located like between Front and Wellington over near St. Lawrence Market. And it has a really famous mural that's sort of on a building that serves as like the backdrop to the park. And that's how people identified it from footage.
Yeah. I know exactly. I wouldn't have known where that park is, but when you mentioned what that was on the wall, I thought, yep, I know exactly where that is.
It's funny. He's usually seen on the other side of the town. He's always on the west end.
But yeah, because he lives not far from, I think, Richmond and Bathurst.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. That's cool. I think that's supposed to be his spot in Toronto. So, yeah, so he was seen kind of, it's like a moody song. So he was seen walking around all dressed in dark colors, being sprayed with fake snow, mostly being shot at night. And fans who were in the area and filmed this and then posted on social said you could faintly hear the song playing in the background of some of the footage. So that's why they think it's the music video for this song.
Fake snow, but real tears.
Oh, there you go. Sorry. That could be the name of his next single.
Okay.
Grey's Anatomy fans are rejoicing, and a lot of other people are scratching their heads because the show has been renewed for a 19th season. 19
That's
seasons
incredible.
Of Grey's Anatomy.
Now, did Ellen Pompeo want to do a 19th season?
So rumor has it that behind the scenes, not that she was saying, like, I don't want to come back, but she was really kind of saying, do we need a 19th season? Like, sort of wondering about it. Anyway, okay. She is signed to come back onto the show as well. I mean, as much as Grey's Anatomy, obviously, now on 19 seasons, she doesn't have to keep coming back. Like, she could have left earlier if she wanted to.
Sure.
They might not have decided to keep the show going without her, but... She's
got a beautiful house
back.
In Beverly Hills. She doesn't need to worry about a thing.
And also, everyone's sort of having some fun with how long the show's been on TV for.
Yeah.
And people are pointing out that in the time the show's been on the air, Ellen Pompeo could have become an actual doctor. Which is very true. Yeah,
that's
or
good.
That Grey's Anatomy is almost too old to date Leonardo DiCaprio. Like all the, the Leo girlfriend
that is
jokes.
True.
Yeah. Also true. And now from television medical dramas to real life medical drama, kind of a big medical breakthrough has happened, and it's trending this morning. The first man to ever receive a heart transplant from a pig is alive and well and recovering. And this procedure took place at the University of Maryland's Medical Center, and they used a genetically altered pig to save the life of 57-year-old Dave Bennett. And his family has been talking to the press about his recovery, and they said it has been nothing short of a miracle that he was waiting for the possibility of a transplant, and they felt obviously that time was running out, and so they decided that he would be a candidate for this first ever surgery. So now we're kind of waiting to see how his recovery process will continue.
I'm waiting to find out what fraternity the pig was from, because I went to Maryland, and let me tell you.
Which one, if you had to guess?
I'm not going to do that. That's
okay.
Not,
okay.
They'll get a lot of hate for that, but very, very, I mean, can you imagine walking around and knowing that there's a pig's heart in your chest?
Yeah, well, you know, what I know from the story is that he was turned down for, another human, right, heart. And so he was up for this experiment because, you know, he was desperate.
Mm-hmm.
And 57 years old, and that's a miracle.
It's a miracle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every time that man comes home, he will literally be bringing home the bacon.
Oh, no, the dad like, jokes.
He is.
Sorry.
Doodly-dow. I just have to.
Yeah.
I know you have to.
Try the fish, guys.
I have to, but you are a father.
I do weddings, bar mitzvahs. I do it all. All right. Sorry.
I'll be here all week. Try the veal.
Is this going to get worse if you have more
try
children?
The pork.
I'm going to end it right here.
You better.
Okay, thank you.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Pass me the coffee.
The Chum Morning Show.
You know, I'm surprised. On those really cold days last year, we saw people doing all those viral videos where they were taking the hot water and they throw it into the air and it would turn into dust or turn into vapor. Those were really popular, but no one's doing those anymore.
No.
What's the new stupid pet trick we'll be doing in the sub-zero weather?
Well, I don't know, but I got to tell you, speaking of pets, this is not good weather for them at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring them back in. And frostbite happens, like, especially weather. Like, it's minus 20 right now, and it feels like minus 20. But when we woke up this morning, it felt like minus 36.
Well, I got to tell you, walking in from the car to the front door of the office, I definitely felt like if I was out there any longer, something bad would happen to, like, my skin. It felt like frostbite was going to come.
Yeah, it's going to happen real fast today. Yeah, so in a way, I'm glad the kids are not in school today.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it just, you know, it's that cold. So crazy. I don't know what crazy things people will be up to today in the cold weather, but I'm staying in.
All right. You should do the same if you can.
Yeah.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. Chum 104.5. Podcast.